What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
The week started as they normally do, with Monday, and we asked what your kids learned in school. Caden from South School called up and told us where he did in science.
Crazy bias.
I built a tower.
I love it. What did you build your tower out of?
I built it out of sticks.
Out of sticks, and was yours the tallest in the class?
Yeah.
Of course it was. We also learnt on Monday that Amazon moved into Lot 14 in the city, and we're going to create a whole of 50 jobs in just 3 years. But hey, maybe we'll have drones delivering stuff around Adelaide soon. On Tuesday, of course, Chicken Tuesday. Did you catch this one? It was just a little bit tricky.
Is the Eiffel 65 blue?
You know what? It actually samples that. I'll give it to you. Anala from My Belonging, you reckon you might have a lockdown today?
I think it might be some say.
Oh! Of course, we got there in the end. We also found out a 12-year-old boy had to have 6 hours of life-saving surgery after he swallowed 54 magnetic balls. Ah, 12-year-olds. On Wednesday, it was a would you rather. Pay a $715 fine for 21 undersized blue swimmer crabs, or not pay the fine, but the crabs get a free nip at you. It was also the first time we heard of an altered number plate, which had written at the bottom of it, not stolen, okay? And of course, we had this wonderful moment from a Texas lawyer who was on a virtual hearing and had a cat filter on.
Don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm not a cat.
Thursday, can you believe this was yesterday? We tried your best sound effects and got this from Inala in Maipalonga. That has got to be a car horn, like the Awooga car horn, right?
Absolutely.
We also heard of a second altered number plate with wooden characters this time and started to make us think organised crime or organised craft. We also fired back some shots at 5AA's David Pemberthy for his comments on Murray Bridge. What's the matter, Pembo? Don't feel safe on the street? Coming from a box where you still got stung by a bee? Which brings us to Friday, today. And do you remember this from just moments ago when we sent out a Valentine's message to the Bunyip? One look makes me shiver. Have you got lip filler? Like two bungs of Fritz, I wanna give him a kiss. Can you believe all of that happened this week? Let's see what next week brings.